Celsius creditor shares hit NASDAQ, but 37M are locked up. Celsius Networks' bankruptcy estate reached a public market milestone this week as creditor recovery shares began trading on NASDAQ, according to a report from Crypto Slate, published July 31, 2026. The listing gives former Celsius users a security they can eventually sell. Roughly 37 million of those shares cannot be cashed out immediately because of lockup restrictions attached to the debut. The gap between listed and sellable is the whole story here. A ticker going live does not mean every holder can hit the market at the open. Lockup provisions, common in restructurings and IPOs alike, hold a block of shares off the market for a set window to prevent a flood of supply from crushing the price on day one. The recovery path behind the ticker Celsius froze withdrawals in June 2022 and filed for Chapter 11 the following month, trapping billions in customer deposits. The lender's collapse became one of the defining failures of that cycle, alongside Voyager, Three Arrows Capital, and later, FTX. Creditors have spent years working through a court-supervised process to recover a fraction of what they were owed. Turning a bankruptcy claim into a tradable NASDAQ share is the mechanism the estate chose to return value. Instead of only distributing cash and crypto, the plan hands creditors equity in a successor entity that can be bought and sold on a public exchange. In theory, that gives holders a liquid instrument rather than an illiquid claim sitting in a court docket. The lockup is where theory meets friction. A portion of the float, reported at about 37 million shares, sits under a holding restriction. Those shares carry the same underlying value as freely trading ones, but their owners have to wait for the restriction to lapse before selling. Until then, the price discovered on NASDAQ applies to a smaller pool of unrestricted stock. The lockup cuts both ways for creditors. For a creditor who has waited more than 3 years, a lockup is one more delay after a long line of them. It also protects the same creditors as a group. If every recovery share could be dumped at once, early sellers would likely push the price down and leave later sellers with less. Staggering the supply is meant to give the market time to absorb shares in an orderly way. There's a real risk on the other side. A locked holder is exposed to price moves they cannot act on. If the shares slide during the restriction window, a creditor watching from the sidelines cannot exit. The value printed on screen is not value they can bank until the lockup clears and a buyer is there at that price. This is the same counterparty and timing risk that pushed many crypto users toward self-custody in the first place. Celsius offered yield on deposited coins, and depositors gave up control of their keys to earn it. When the lender failed, those balances were frozen and then routed through years of bankruptcy proceedings. Users who kept assets in their own wallets or who spent from balances they controlled through self-custody options never faced a withdrawal freeze. The broader cleanup is still running the Celsius listing lands while several other crypto insolvencies grind through their own endings. Storge Labs filed Chapter 11 this month after raising $35 million, and card programs tied to a single issuer have gone dark as that issuer wound down. Each case reinforces a pattern from the 2022 to 2023 wave. Unwinding a failed platform takes years, and recoveries arrive in structured, partial, and often illiquid forms. Market conditions frame the debut. As of July 31, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $64,299, roughly flat over 24 hours, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index at 37 in fear territory. A cautious tape gives recovery shares a harder backdrop than a euphoric rally would. Thin risk appetite tends to widen the discount buyer's demand for holding a newly listed, partly locked security from a bankruptcy estate. For former Celsius users, the practical takeaway is narrow. A NASDAQ listing is a genuine step toward liquidity, and it is not the same as cash in hand. Holders should confirm which portion of their allocation is unrestricted, when their lockup lapses, and how much float is trading freely in the meantime. Those three numbers, not the headline ticker, determine what the recovery is actually worth today.